Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends. Happy Friday. It's the last day of the week, and we've had a really beautiful week here on the show, taking great care of ourselves every day this week. We have a whole week just dedicated to self-care, and so far, you have practiced self-care for your mind. We've had a big self-care practice around gratitude, which of course benefits our whole being. Yesterday, we practiced self-care specifically toward the body. And today, I want you to find a self-care practice that will nourish your soul. Take a moment there and just linger with that word soul for a little while. A self-care practice to nourish your soul. A self-care practice that reminds you of your purpose here in this life. A self-care practice that puts you in connection with something greater than you. I don't know if you believe in God. Maybe you don't resonate with the word God. I know many people don't, but for me, the word nature and the word God are absolutely synonymous. You might believe in great spirit or universal love, or perhaps God feels just like home. But a practice that puts you in a place of felt connection with nature. How beautiful is that? That for me is just the epitome of something to really nourish the soul. But maybe you have a self-care practice that you return to again and again that feeds your soul in a very specific way. Maybe you pray. Perhaps prayer is a practice you can turn to. If so, do that today. Perhaps a practice to feed your soul is something that happens and unfolds in nature in connection to the earth. Then go outside and make that happen today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For me, something that nourishes my soul, oftentimes I return to my tea table and I connect to nature through the essence of tea. But oftentimes I pray. And to anchor into prayer, you don't have to believe in a specific religion or have a certain religious practice. Of course, you can as well. This self-care aligns and fits into our lives in the ways that we make it work. And absolutely having a practice that puts us in a place of connection to God, I think it's the utmost important self-care practice we could possibly ever find. So what is something you can do for your self-care for your soul today? Spend some time writing down or just contemplating practices that you have available to you or places you can go or something that you do or a moment for yourself to find that connection at some point today. And then, of course, make sure you have the space to actually practice. I hope you feel nourished in every single way. And I so hope you're able to take the practices that you've done this week into next week again. Because of course, it's through the repetition of these practices that they actually start to deeply change our lives. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Thank you so much for practicing self-care with me all week long. I'll be back on Monday.